Welcome to the Confident Closer Podcast, the podcast where we help ambitious, self-led coaches and sellers unlearn and break free from dated and ineffective sales strategies, master human behavior sales techniques, simplify the sales process, and break through to multi six and seven figures. I'm your host, Ann Keeney, and I'm on a mission to teach high-performing female coaches and sellers how to win at the game of sales using selling techniques that work with human behavior so you can have a bigger income and impact doing what you love with people who love what you do. Because we all know that a business that doesn't make plenty of money is a dying business. So take off those boxing gloves, stop fighting for your sales, because in 30 minutes or less, I'll show you how to pour rocket fuel under your sales, pull in way more profit, and close up to 90% of your sales authentically, humanely, and consistently. Let's get into it. All right, everyone. Well, welcome back. We are on the fourth episode in this five-part series. I have been having a lot of fun with these topics, and I have also been really enjoying the feedback that I've been getting from so many listeners about these sessions and how helpful they've been and insightful and just really eye-opening for how things have changed in the social selling realm. The online space is different, right? If you're someone who has not caught up to that yet, you're probably really noticing that, you know, things that used to work don't work anymore, or they don't work as well. There's a lot of things that have changed. And when we don't understand those changes, we don't know how to make shifts. We don't know how to pivot. We don't know how to adapt and change. And that can result in a massive impact on your sales, right? So 90% of the people, I dare say probably 95% of the people coming to us inside of our Sales Academy programs, even in our mastermind programs, we're just noticing that they're really feeling the kind of the effect of the online shifts that have been taking place. And they're really noticing that, you know, they're going to need to change how they're doing things if they want to sustain their business, if they want to continue to increase their sales, because the things that used to work, they're just not anymore. They're not working so well right now. Some of them are not working at all. And people are, they're feeling it, right? We're feeling it. People are saying to us, like, my engagement has never been so low. I can't get people to respond and engage and interact inside my content. I can't get them to respond or interact with my DMs. I can't get people on calls. And even when I do, they give me objections and they're not, you know, they're not the right people. They don't have the money to buy. You know, my email deliverability's drastically dropped. I'm not really getting a lot of sales or interaction from my emails. Like, you know, clients in my programs are just like not doing that well. They're not showing up and they're kind of like, you know, falling off. Some are even requesting, you know, refunds or chargebacks on their accounts and like want to get out of the program. And a lot of things are kind of happening to a lot of different people, and it's all preventable, right? Like at the end of the day, it's all preventable. You know, you just have to be strategic and intentional, and you need to also understand what has changed and how do I need to pivot in order to align with what has changed. And when you understand that, you don't have these problems. You don't experience, if you do, it's so little, it doesn't even make a difference. All of these things that other people are going through right now, they're just avoidable, they're preventable. But not if you don't know what's going on. So with that, in this session, one thing I really want to talk about is the number one thing, the number one way to convert more of the sales conversations that you are currently having right now without having to overcome objections or follow up 5,000 times. You know, I think this is something else that we hear a lot is I'm having conversations. I am talking to people. I am filling my chats or my calendar. I am having sales conversations. They're not converting. And the ones that are, it's taken a while. Like I've got to overcome so many objections. I have to, you know, follow up 500 times. I've got to sort of feel like I'm kind of chasing and convincing a little bit, like to get them over that finish line. I'm working way harder than I used to have to. And this is really common right now. Again, it's very preventable. And there's a few ways to convert more of your sales conversations and to do it without having to overcome objections, which I don't believe in objections. I don't get them and I don't believe in them and I don't entertain them. There's ways to just prevent that from happening. And there's also ways to increase your sales conversations without having to follow up 500 times, right? What I want to do, there's a few ways. I'm going to share one with you today, the most important. So I'm giving you the best part of it. What you do with this is really up to you, but I'm going to recommend that you take this one very seriously. Probably, I mean, it is bar none the most critical thing that needs to shift in this market online space right now in order to get your sales conversions up. When you are having sales conversations, whether that's in the DMs or that's on calls, and it's you doing it or your sales team, I don't care who's doing it, whoever's doing the sales calls in your or conversations in your company, they need to be doing this one thing, okay? And it's you need to be doing this. First, let me share with you why sales conversations don't convert to begin with, because many of you tell us, I don't get it. They participated in my workshop. They came to my challenge. They asked questions here and they asked questions there. And we talked before and they seemed so perfect. And, you know, they've been in my content, they're opening all my emails, and they applied. They got on the call with me and it went great. So I don't understand why they wouldn't buy. A lot of the times, what we hear is a very high level of confusion around why did they get into a sales conversation with me if they were broke, if they weren't ready to buy, if they didn't have the money, and blah, 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 blah. Then why did they get in the conversation? Why did they get in and say they were interested if they don't have any money and they have to talk to their partner first? And we hear this all the time. And I want you to understand, this is not an audience issue. This is a sales problem. This is a communication issue. This is something that you're doing. This isn't something that your audience is doing. Again, it's completely preventable. But when you're just looking at, like, this is my audience's fault. They're broke. They're not serious. They're not committed. They don't have money. No, that's a you problem. And when you understand that, you can change it. So let me share with you why this happens. Okay? If you understand why it happens, you can stop doing it and you can change the outcome. So let's help you understand why this happens to begin with, whether it's with you or your sales team. The thing is the people that you or your sales team are getting into sales conversations with, they are not qualified. Now, that can be because you're not qualifying properly or at all, or your team, or they don't meet the requirements of investing and getting into your program. That's why I'm saying this is not an audience problem. This is a CEO issue. This is a sales problem because 98% of objections happen because someone's not qualified, period. So, like, let's just stop not qualifying people. That's the issue. Now, that's one reason, is because they're not qualified. The second thing is they don't believe you can help them. So this happens when you don't know how to effectively communicate the one program promise that you have, the solution that you offer. When you don't know how to clearly, specifically, effectively communicate that, people get a little overwhelmed and confused and they don't understand. Wait a second, like, who are you? What do you do? How can you help me? I'm not clear. Because you don't know how to sell your solution. You know how to sell your program. You know how to sell your features. You know how to sell the elements of your program. And you know how to sell the process. Here's what we're going to do together, but you don't know how to sell. What is the outcome, though? I understand this is your methodology and the process in which you're going to get me there, but I still don't understand what I'm getting. What is my solution? What is the result? And 95% of entrepreneurs who come to us have absolutely no idea how to talk about that. And they've never been taught how to talk about that. The only thing they know how to sell is everything except the solution, the actual result. And when you don't, in an economy like this, that is massively oversaturated and has billions of talented humans, you can't afford to not know how to talk and sell your solution. You can't even afford to not do that. It's not actually an option in this market. You have to know how to sell that solution specifically, clearly, effectively in about 5 seconds. And if you can't do that, then you're not going to get the sale. So people then are so confused that they're like, okay, I need to really think about this. And like, I got to digest everything you told me. And I really need to talk to my partner about it. I'm just, you know, I'm broke and I'm not sure if I can afford this and blah, blah. And you get the big Bible of, you know, objections and excuses. And then you're like, I don't get it. And it's because nobody understands how you're going to be able to help them. You haven't sold them the solution. You've sold your offer. Nobody cares about your offer. That's the thing, okay? The third thing is that they don't believe in themselves. So sometimes you could do a stellar job at selling the solution and you can host a really good professional sales conversation and do a really good job and still get an objection or an excuse is what they really are. And the problem is that it's not about the price. It's never about the price, by the way. It's never about the money. It's not about anything except that they just don't believe in themselves, meaning they don't believe that even if you put the solution and the exact ways to get there, step by step, to get that result, they, even if you stuck that under their nose, even if you walked them through, here's exactly how to get that result, let me show you, they still don't believe in themselves. Rather, it's, I don't believe I'll do the work, even if you tell me what to do. And that's because they don't have conviction and they're not ready to do the work. So they're not going to say that. They're not going to be like, yeah, I got on this call, but I'm not ready to do the work. They're going to say, they're going to give you an excuse, right? But it's because they either don't believe in themselves, like I'll do the work if you tell me what to do. Not everybody's going to do that. Even if you tell them what to do, they don't do it. Or it could be that they don't believe it's possible. They just don't believe that that is something that's like the solution. They don't believe they're worthy of it. They don't believe they're capable of that experience or that result. Even though they say they want it, they're just like, I've never had it. It's been so hard to get it. I have never experienced that. I just feel like it's not possible for me. And so then they'll give you an excuse, obviously. They're not going to give you their money if those are the problems. So those are the top three reasons that you might get objections, excuses, or, you know, chasing them around a little bit. Like, I have to talk to this one. I have to think about it. I have to do this. And then excuse after excuse. It's usually one of those three things. So either they're not qualified, they do not believe you can help them, or they do not believe in themselves. And you need to identify what parts of those are true for your audience inside these conversations that you or your sales team are having. You need to identify, are we properly fully vetted and qualified in people? 100%. Like, are we doing a stellar, excellent job at that? And are we clear, like, to a five-year-old, what our one solution is of our program? Or are we a little scattered and all over the place with that? And then as far as people believing in themselves, that's their job. So that just means they're not ready. They're not ready to do the work if you stuck it under their nose. And we have a lot of people like that. Trust me, you can give them everything for 5 cents and they wouldn't do anything. They will take no action. And that's because they're just not ready. And you'd be surprised how many people are like that. So those are the three things that create excuses and objections and massive amounts of follow-up that's very unnecessary. Because you have to remember, if somebody has a problem, and it's a problem they really want to solve, and the solution to that problem appears, they're going to go through hell and high water to figure out and find the resources to attain that solution so they can solve the problem and get the ultimate result. Nobody is going to intentionally sit in their struggle or suffer. No one's intentionally going to do that. The only people that are ever going to do that are people not really wanting to solve the problem. They might say that they do, but they don't. Actions speak louder than words. Put your money where your mouth is. If you want to solve problems, you're going to have to invest time and money. And that don't matter if it's your health, that don't matter if it's your relationships, that don't matter if it's your career or it's your business. At the end of the day, in order to attain something you've never attained before, you're going to put in time and money. And that's the bottom line. And if they're not really committed to what they say they want, why would they put in time and money? They won't. Okay? So then the next question that everybody's wondering is, well, okay, that makes sense. I get that. I can identify where we can improve and do better as a team, as a company. Now, what do we do to resolve this? What do we do to just prevent this from happening in more of our conversations? And the number one thing that I'm going to tell you today that's going to be the biggest way to supercharge your sales, the biggest way to prevent 90% of those objections and excuses and 90% of the constant 500 follow-ups after, the number one way that you are going to do that in this economy is, number one, is to properly qualify your leads. And that is not even an option in this space. If you are trying, especially if you're bringing in a high ticket, like if you're selling a high ticket offer and you're talking to high-end clients and you're bringing people into a container with you for a bit of time, again, I'm not talking about self-study, low-ticket courses. I'm talking about high-ticket, high-level programs. You have to qualify people because otherwise, if you're getting on calls for these high-ticket offers and you're stuck in a bunch of objections, it's going to hit your confidence. You know what I mean? And nobody wants to be getting on the phone and hearing no, I can't afford it, over and over and over, back to back. Like, you're stuck in all these objections and no's in your favor and it sucks, right? That doesn't feel good to you. Or if you have a sales team, that sucks. You really want to set yourself and your sales team up for success by stacking the deck in your favor. And the way that you're going to do that is you have to front load the effort. You need to do more work on the front end of qualifying so that on the back end of the sales conversation, it's easy. Not the other way around. Some of you guys are doing, you're skipping the qualifying in the front because you just want to get the calls on your calendar. But all you're doing is getting a bunch of unqualified broke people on your calendar and you're getting objections and excuses. And so would you rather have less quality calls that actually convert on your calendar? Or would you rather have a full calendar with more conversations on it that are all no's? I'm broke. I have no money. Let me give you my Bible of excuses in my life of why I don't do anything. Like, at the end of the day, you need to decide, right? And so nobody wants to get on calls with people and get objections, especially when you think it's a sales conversation. So if the people you are talking to understand this is a business meeting, it is a conversation to talk about our program and how it can help you, you know, reach said result, they understand, oh, okay, so I'm showing up to talk about investing. And that means have a credit card ready. Be ready to make a buy-in decision. And if you're not properly qualifying people, you're thinking it's a sales conversation, but they think it's like a free coaching strategy session. And that's not going to conduct, that's not going to result in a sale. You can't like bait and switch people. You can't tell people, hey, get on this free kind of call and then like try to sell them on it. It's a lack of integrity. It's not ethical. It's a bait and switch. It feels nasty. You'll always get an objection. You'll never get the sale if you do that. So we need to properly qualify. Right? You need to, as a business owner, you need to set what we call in my company, in our Sales Academy program, we call it Champion Client Criteria. And basically it is the requirements for what does a successful client for your program look like? Like what do they have in place? Who are they? What are they already doing? What sort of accomplishments have they already made? What sort of actions have they already taken? What sort of investments, time and money-wise, have they already done? Like, where are they at on their journey? Where do you want and need them to be on their journey so that when they enter your program, you guys can hit the ground running at the speed of light? Because if you don't set that criteria and you just talk to everybody or let everybody in your programs, number one, you're going to have a really hard time getting people over the finish line. But then once you get them in your program, you're going to have to drag their asses all through it, right? Because they're not qualified. They don't have the requirements. You know, I like to think of it like Harvard. Have you ever seen Harvard's requirements to get in that place? It's definitely not for everybody, and not everybody's getting in. And people have to go through some hoops and really, really have some things in place to qualify to get in there. And I look at my programs like that. Like, that's exactly how we run our programs. No one in this world can get into our programs without being qualified, without being properly vetted, without having to take some actions and go through some steps and a series, a multitude of back and forth conversation and questions. Now, we do all of ours in the DMs because we're very experienced with this process and what these questions need to be and who our people are and the red flags. And we're really good at all of that because we've been doing it for 2 decades. But, you know, if you're not really good at that, get them on a call. But you want to have like a barrier to entry, right? So like we call it a triage call. It's a qualifying conversation that takes place before you have a sales conversation. And it allows you to very quickly, in like 10 or 15 minutes, qualify someone in or out, not for your program, in or out for a sales conversation. Meaning, is this person ready to enter? Like, do I want to get into a sales conversation with this person? Or do I want to put them back in my content and continue nurturing because they're not where I need them to be yet? And the thing is somebody in your company needs to be doing that, right? And then if they meet your criteria and they check those boxes and you feel like getting on a sales conversation, it would be very likely that they would buy or invest. Well, then get them on, book and schedule a sales conversation. We usually have people do a two call close, right? Where you're having two conversations before they buy, which is a qualifying triage conversation and then a sales conversation where they give you the credit card and they join the program. And if you do this process properly and consistently, and you don't skip steps and try to cut corners, 90 to 95% of your sales calls will convert. And that's what we're seeing in our masterminds. Anywhere to 90-95%, some are 100%. Okay. Because you're vetting people, you're front loading your work and your effort. You're doing the hard stuff at the front end of your content and then your qualifying and your call to actions and things like that. You're doing all that hard work at the front so that when you do get on calls or in a sales conversation, again, in DM or call, you already know it's pretty much like a 95-99% conversion. You already know, like they're coming to the call with credit card ready, because you've already done all the hard work. A lot of you guys don't do this. You just either let everybody get on a call with you and you just talk to a bunch of broke, unqualified people, or you have all right conversations, but you didn't properly qualify, so they're like, give you an objection or they want you to follow up, and then it's like, I get them in the program, but it takes forever. I have to kind of follow up a million times, 500 times. I have to chase them around. I have to overcome some objections, and I have to kind of get them there where I almost feel like I'm convincing and negotiating them and they're not really like doing that themselves. And then when you get them in your programs, it's usually not the best experience because of that. And so that's not good for like retention and client success and the coaching experience, right? And so number one, we really need to make sure that we're properly qualifying, okay? And, you know, qualifying is making sure that you're focusing on the solution. You need to talk about the solution that your people want. Talk about, create content that expresses where they want to be versus where they are. Like, talk to your highest level client possible, because you're still going to attract a bunch of broke people. So still talk to the highest level of people. And then you need to learn how to pick out green flags, red flags, like things that tell you really fast, okay, that person's definitely not ready for a sales call. That person definitely is. You'll learn this through doing it, because the more that you talk to people, and the more you set some criteria that you can, you know, compare against in your conversations, you can compare them against that criteria, you'll start to really pick out, okay, these people are our people and these are not. And then you can really quickly, you know, I mean, I can have someone, you know, DM me, or I can look at someone's content in about, I would say, 5 seconds. I can tell you if they're someone who's our people or not. In about 5 seconds, I can tell you, like, yes, I want to keep this conversation going, or no, I do not. And I can tell by a multitude of things, the way their profiles look, the things that they say, how they say what they say, the questions they ask, the responses they give me to my questions. I can tell really fast. And so again, I've been doing this so long that after you start doing this, you really can pick things out pretty quickly, and that helps you qualify faster. And the faster you can qualify in or out for sales calls, the faster you can get your 3% of your buyers on those calls, and you can get the 97% back into free content because they're not ready. And that's really the key, is the speed to your sales is finding that 3% that are the champion clients ready to buy today, right? There's only 3% in everybody's audience. The 97% are not ready. So your job is, you got to weed through that 97% as fast as you can to get to the 3% quickly and get those people over the finish line. The other 97%, they need to go through your content 3, 2, 4, 6 months before they're ready to buy from you. And that's the name of the game in 2024 and beyond. So there's that, which is why you need to grow your audience every day with the right types of people so that you can speed them through your content faster and get them more prepped to buy from you faster. And that will help you cut down that conversion time of 4 to 6 months down to 1 to 3 months is what we got our clients doing, and it's what we're doing, sometimes even faster. But it's because we're bringing in the right people, and then we're positioning content that is solving their problems and speaking directly to top of mind thing they want. And then our offer is no-brainer. And then we qualify, right? This speeds up that conversion time, and it also increases our conversions. We don't get objections because we don't talk to people with objections. So there's that. We're not getting in conversations with people that have objections, or they're not ready, or they're not committed, or, you know, whatever the reason. So the other thing is setting that criteria to tell yourself what you want them to already be doing and who these people are, like, what do they look like? And I don't mean their hair color and geographical location. I'm talking about their characters, their values, their morals, and the journey they're on right now. How far into that are they? Or do you want them to be? And like, what sorts of things have they already done, tried? What things are they doing? What have they invested in? How do they spend and invest money? That's really important, right? If you're a health coach and you have, you know, a lead who says, look, I have been, you know, I played soccer my whole life. I've been in sports my entire life. I have a personal trainer. You know, I exercise at the gym 5 days, 6 days, 7 days a week. Again, I invested in a personal trainer. I have a Peloton at my house. You know, I've done this my whole life. This is a priority to me. That says a lot about that person versus, yeah, I go for walks every week around my house. Okay, so we're not really putting in a whole lot of effort. Is it because we're broke and we don't have money to get the personal trainer? We don't have money to get the Peloton? We don't have money to go to the gym 7 days a week? Or is it because you don't care about it that much? Which one is it, right? Like, how come we're just walking around the house once in a while? There's a big difference. Same thing with like business to business, right? If you are a business coach of some sort and, you know, your lead purchased a book or a $97 course, you know, that says a little bit about that. Is it because they're broke or is it because they're not that committed versus the person who's like, yeah, I've invested in 2 or 3, you know, $30,000, $40,000 mastermind programs, and I've invested in coaching. I have a coaching certification. I have, you know, I've been running my business for 2 or 3 years and I have a VA and I have a team. Okay, that's totally different. I mean, again, you have to understand how to qualify. And the qualifying, you set those terms. You're the one that says who comes in your program. You're the one that says who they need to be and what they need to already be doing and kind of where they're at. That's your job and responsibility to set those criterias, especially if you're hiring sellers and stuff, so that they know what the heck are we looking for here. And then when you extend call to actions, they need to be really clear. People need to understand this is a business meeting. It is a sales conversation. It's not a strategy call. This is not a connect call. It's not a coffee chat. It's not a get to know me and get to know you call. This is to discuss our program and how we might be able to help you achieve and receive X or said, you know, transformation result, whatever. And we're looking, you know, to have a conversation about how we can work together. You need to be really clear. There's no like bait and switch beat around the bush about it. And I think that that's another reason why people get a lot of the wrong people on the calls is because your call to actions are so weak. They're weak and they're not clear. And you're getting a bunch of freebie seekers and brain pickers who want to, you know, they don't even value your time. They just want to get as much of it as they can for free. And then you're frustrated. And then you don't want to do sales calls or conversations. And so I think that this is important. Okay, so that's what I wanted to cover on here. Again, there's more that goes into this, right? Like nothing is just like, I can't cover it all in a 20-minute episode, 30-minute episode. But at the end of the day, that's the number one thing. This qualifying is a big issue in this online space right now. Number one, we never really used to have to do this, right? And so a lot of people are not educated on it, so they're not doing it. They don't even know they should be doing it or how to do it. So hopefully this was insightful. Hopefully this was helpful. Again, in the show notes, we are doing a 90-minute masterclass. The link to sign up and join that is free is below. And we're going to be going deeper into the topics of this series here that we've started on this podcast series. We're going to take these topics, go a little bit deeper. We're going to help you unpack these a little bit and unravel them so that obviously you can supercharge your sales, decrease your time and effort for either you or your sellers, your sales team, you know, really get your sales up and really eliminate a lot of the barriers in between, rather that be just the way that you're doing content or the way you're hosting conversations or some of these things we're talking about where we're not pricing properly, we're not speaking to the solution, we're not qualifying properly. We're going to unpack all of this on these calls. It's going to be really interactive and a good time. So if this spoke to you, if this was helpful, that's awesome. If you want to go deeper, take it further and kind of unpack this a little bit, in the link, you can join our free masterclass happening this month. I hope to see you guys there. We have one more session in this series that we'll be releasing on Monday next week. I hope to see you guys there. Thanks for listening to the Confident Closer podcast. If you love this episode, we release a new episode every week. So make sure to hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. If you're a female coach or seller, I know you would love our Peak Sales Performance Academy program. It is the number one and only year-long sales training program for coaches and sellers to help you increase sales, curve, conversion time, and create rapid sales growth using our human behavior sales techniques and strategies. We look at your sales systems, we find the money leaks and plug them to eliminate 90% of objections, curve the time it takes to bring a cold lead from cold to client, so you can see faster sales coming through the door. We guarantee that you will never think, be, or do sales the same again, and you'll never put your boxing gloves on, get in the ring, and fight for your sales. We know how important it is that a business makes consistent sales. So rather you're a coach doing the sales yourself, have a seller that you want trained, or you're a seller listening to this, we will help you peak sales performance in your role while increasing profit, decreasing objections, and closing more sales faster. Send me a message on any of the social platforms that you're on because we are currently accepting new clients, or drop down into the show notes to connect today.